Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to struggle today with Arctic air flowing into interior New York and New England on the heels of a brisk northwest wind flow. Many locations will stay in the lower to middle teens for afternoon highs, and some places may not even get into the double digits. And with the wind at times up over 10 miles per hour, wind chill values will be at or below zero for a good chunk of the rest of the day. Lots of sunshine in the forecast, though, as high pressure is building in. That high will settle overhead tonight and the winds will go calm. The combination of that calm wind with a fresh snowpack and clear skies will allow temperatures to plummet tonight back down past zero, and most locations will be between zero and 10 below by early tomorrow morning. Some locations across the higher terrain especially will be closer to 20 below by tomorrow morning. For tomorrow afternoon, much less wind, so more comfortable, and a lot of sunshine around as that high pressure will continue to dominate. Still, though, temperatures will struggle and only reach the upper teens to around 20. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday as we rebound into the middle 20s. The next weak front will head our way on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, and there's the risk of a few snow showers with the front, highs in the lower to mid 20s. On Saturday, we'll see a south-southwest wind flow develop. That'll carry our temperatures back up toward 30 with a mix of sun and clouds. And that wind flow will also increase the moisture around, so more clouds on Sunday with a chance of a few rain and snow showers. As a warm front passes by, we'll be in the middle to upper 30s. Behind that system on Monday, mostly cloudy skies with highs back around 32. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wave of low pressure will slide across the Gulf Coast today and off the southeast coast tonight and tomorrow. Arctic cold from the Midwest will slide all the way down to the deep south over the next 24 hours, and as it meets up with precipitation emerging from the Gulf of Mexico, freezing rain and sleet is likely across the Carolinas into southern parts of Virginia. Freezing rain advisories and winter weather advisories are in effect in advance of this storm. Meanwhile, a slow-moving low-pressure system will bring winter weather to the Four Corners region, with high elevation accumulating snow expected in parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of these locations for as much as 10 to 16 inches of snow in the Sangre de Cristo mountain range. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Key West and Pompano Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Agassiz National Wildlife Refuge in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, temperatures falling into the mid-20s, Boston sunny, with temperatures falling into the teens, and in Buffalo, snow showers, then clearing skies, with highs in the lower teens. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 71, set in 1932, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:44 p.m., 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today with highs 5 to 15 above. Clear and frigid tonight, 10 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs near 20. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but cold today, 10 to 15 above. Clear and frigid tonight, 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs 15 to 20. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny but cold today with highs in the middle teens. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still cold, near 20. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Thursday. Partly sunny with a chance of snow showers Friday, lower to mid-20s. Becoming breezy Saturday under a mix of sun and clouds around 30. Chance of rain or snow showers Sunday in the mid to upper 30s, and mostly cloudy Monday with highs back into the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.